Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Well, we are still here.
A way to put it. The best GIPS consulting firm, best for performance measurement. Those are some of the accolades that have been given to the Spalding Group. David Spalding is the founder and chief executive officer, and I had to ask exactly what GIPS means, which means I'm kind of a dummy because I'm sure most of the people in our audience knows. I mean, it's a term you see everywhere, but basically what you do is figure out the best ways to measure the performance of people who are in the markets.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we do. That's correct.
And how do you do that? I mean, what is it that you're using to measure, and how do you develop the metrics?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if we have enough time to go through this, but I'll try to be brief. Most people see returns in a way that we call time weighting, which is a way to eliminate cash flows, because managers don't control flows, so we want returns to reflect the performance of the manager. But that doesn't tell anybody how the investor is doing. And for the investor to know how am I doing, be it an individual or a pension fund or an endowment, they really want to see what's called a money-weighted return that takes into consideration the movement of the cash flows that they're making. We are seeing a lot of interest in seeing money-weighted returns. GASB, for example, recently introduced a new requirement for public pension funds to report internal rate of return on an annual basis. And north of the border, Canada is doing a similar thing.
Now, if I'm an investor, how do I see these things?
Well, if you are in certain mutual funds, they'll give it to you. For example, Vanguard, you can go on and get your personal rate of return. And other mutual funds like Fidelity as well now offer personal rates of return.
And those are net of fees too?
They are net of fee, right. So you're seeing how am I doing. And the problem with an investor, there's a lot of research to support the idea that investors chase returns. And so, for example, with a recent market downturn, a lot of people probably are losing some money because they were expecting the market to keep going up and up and up and up. And what can be very frustrating is the market for the year might actually be up and they might lose money. And why did they lose money? Because they were putting money in at the top. And so for the performance that the fund will report, they'll say we're up. And the investor looks and says, wait a minute, I'm down.
I didn't get that, yeah.
That's right, because your timing of the flows. So that's when you look and say, well, let me see what my return is. And it's a little confusing, my return, what does that mean? Well, what the fund is doing, including your contribution withdrawal decisions.
Yeah, and I see all kinds of measurements of firms and funds that show you how that fund is performing compared to its peers. But you don't really care about that as the individual investor.
Well, you do want to know if the fund is, from a benchmark standpoint, how are they doing? You should want to know that because you want to know, is this fund a good one? And how do we know that? Well, we can compare it to the appropriate benchmark. We could also compare with the peers. But you also want to know, how is it doing for me? And that's a different metric that individuals and institutions need to be conscious of.
All right, I have just 30 seconds left, but your work is with the funds, and so I have to go to my fund and say, I want to know what Mr. Spalding's measurements say.
If your fund is not telling you today, how am I doing? You should be saying, I want to know that. Absolutely.
Great advice for investors from David Spalding, the founder, the CEO of the Spalding Group here at the NASDAQ. We have been live here on Taking Stock from the NASDAQ market site in Times Square, where they're hosting the first ever NASDAQ Institutional Insights Forum. We'd like to thank everybody at NASDAQ for making it such a wonderful afternoon for all of us here on Taking Stock. It was a wonderful afternoon for investors. The Dow finishes up 217 points. The S&P 500 by 24. The NASDAQ by 70. This is Bloomberg Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.